Welcome back to the Thoughtful Techie Cloud Podcast. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a solutions architect and you really didn't know where to start, got some good news for you. I'm sitting here today with Prasad and Ashish, and they're going to tell us about the Become a Solution Architect program. I don't know about you, but when I thought about becoming a solution architect years ago, I sure could have used something like this. So I'm going to turn it over here to Prasad first, or left for a set of proper introductions. Prasad, over to you.
Thanks, Greg. Excited to be here. So just for a quick intro, I'm a principal partner solutions architect here at AWS, working out of UK. I specialize in migrating and modernizing Microsoft workloads on AWS.
Thank you, Prasad. Ashish.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Prasad. And my name is Ashish. I work as a technical trainer in AWS UK. My job is to explain people technology in the simplest term possible and help them in becoming a certified professional. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Prasad. Thank you, Ashish. And thank you to everyone out there on the internet who is connecting in today. We have people from all over the globe, India, London, Spain, Nigeria are just a few of the countries that I noticed. We are recording here live. This will be a podcast here later, but thank you for everyone who's joining live. And feel free to ask your questions for those that are attending this live, and we'll incorporate those into the show and do our best to answer those. I am very intrigued, Prasad and Ashish, on the Become a Solution Architect program. Little backstory here. I'd been seeing a lot of great work on the Become a Solution Architect program and piqued my curiosity. And I create lots of content on the internet in regards to AWS cloud and tech, and I'm particularly passionate about helping others navigate their cloud journey and get a lot of help. I received a lot of feedback over the various channels, and when I became aware of the Become a Solution Architect program, I was like, this is something that the Thoughtful Techie cloud community would love to hear. So Prasad and Ashish, I know there's an origin story about the Become a Solution Architect program, which I'm going to abbreviate as BESA from now here on out. And when I was talking with you, Prasad, in particular, you had an interesting background that kind of preceded how this came to be. Let's walk our audience through how that came to be, because I think it's a really great story.
Yeah, sure. So when I started my career, I was a .NET developer. So it was mainly with few years of experience, you become a .NET lead and then architect. So I was having this around 10, 12 years experience of mainly with the .NET projects, enterprise level. And I had zero experience with cloud, not AWS, not Azure. I had zero experience with cloud. And then I was like searching for a new opportunity. I have been in the same company for long. You stop upskilling yourself a bit, right? When you are in the same company. And one of my senior, he got me referred to AWS. I'm like, I do not know anything about AWS or the cloud in that matter. And I come from a .NET background. Why I was thinking, how can AWS have something for a .NET person? Then like I scrolled through the number of jobs, and there was one job which I was able to find, which said like .NET dev tools for AWS. And the role was migrating and modernizing .NET applications on AWS. I'm like, this is something that I can do. I know about .NET. I can learn AWS. I went into the interview and I was very candid about them. Like I have like 10 plus years experience on .NET, zero experience at cloud. And they were pretty open. And this is the first myth that I see with the people, that they think that they need to be AWS certified or they need to be master of AWS, get into AWS. That's not the case. And I am an example. Like I had zero experience. The first round was technical and it was all about .NET and few other in general architectural questions, like what is database? When would you use a SQL versus NoSQL? Those kinds of like general data questions. It went through. The second was behavioral, that went through. And no one really expects that you will get into AWS, right? So I was interviewing side by side, and you know, like I had some like other offers which I was about to take to, and I was keeping this thread in parallel. But then I got this like call from recruiter that, yeah, congratulations. Now we are putting you into the loop. Now, loop, I was not aware of that time, is a series of 5 interviews. And to get into that loop for at least a solutions architect role, they give you a assignment and you need to complete that assignment and you need to come into the loop. Assignment was pretty simple. It was like they had a website, a simple website that was hosted on AWS, but it was broken and you had to fix it. The only problem was I had zero experience with AWS, right? So I thought this is something, this is getting serious. I have a serious shot here, so I'll have to learn AWS. A good like a place to showcase, learn and be curious, one of the leadership principles. So I took a Udemy course and I did it that back to back. It took me around 7 to 10 days to complete the Udemy course and then 5 minutes to fix that issue. That issue was pretty simple. It's just that I did not have any knowledge. But that's how, you know, I got through that hurdle and then the loop happened and I got through AWS. And that's where my mentoring journey actually started. When I got into AWS, a lot of my former colleagues who knew me that I had zero experience in cloud and got into AWS reached out to me that, Prasad, we would also like to get into it, learn cloud. So I started like helping them over the weekend a bit, like how much ever bandwidth I was able to spare. And then I started sharing those things over the LinkedIn also. These are the things that you need to learn when you're starting with cloud on those kinds of things. And a lot of people on LinkedIn who I did not know started reaching out to me. And I was like, this is getting serious. So I thought of doing it more formally. And I was doing on weekend over a batches of 20 people. I used to I put up a Google form, ask people to apply. I remember in the first time around 500 people plus applied. I'm like, I'll not be able to handle those many. I used some criteria, picked up 20 people and run a batch for them for 20 people. I did used to three months batch, that's what I used to do. And I did it two or three times. But then the COVID happened, the second wave of COVID happened when in India, it was pretty serious. My parents got affected, so I had to come back to India. And that's when I was not able to follow on the community that I was building. I had a Telegram group with around 1,000 people and stuff. But that's when I realized that this is not a thing that I can do alone. In the meantime, what happened was Ashish reached out to me. He was doing mentoring on like in his own capacity. One of the person, Jamila, she was initially part of one of the mentoring batches that we used to do. She reached out saying that now she joined AWS. She was able to get into AWS. And as soon as she joined AWS and completed her ramp up period, she reached out that she also wants to contribute. And that's how few of us got together. And then this whole BESA program started, Become a Solutions Architect. And Ashish is a very creative person in terms of coming up with good logos, good names. So the name was suggested by Ashish, frankly, Become a Solutions Architect. So yeah, that's the whole genesis of this mentoring program. And then we started scaling it out, like doing Twitch lives and YouTube lives so that it is not confined to 20 people or 30 people batch so that it can reach out more people.
Okay, cool. Let me jump in there real quick, talk about a lot of awesome stuff. So what I keyed in on was, you were a .NET developer for a number of years. You were looking to get in the cloud, but sounds like initially you had no cloud experience and you're very intimidated. So you looked through jobs, you found something that had .NET on there, which kind of was the anchor point. And then through your experience, for better or worse, trying to figure out how to navigate AWS cloud knowledge and assimilate that, fast forward to now, you informally were doing posts on LinkedIn and then you saw a lot of interest and then the BESA program kind of becomes basically modeled off of your challenges of transitioning from a traditional developer doing .NET outside of the cloud into AWS. That's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people think that how can they transform their legacy skills into cloud? And that's the best opportunity that cloud provides. I remember one of my mentees, he was a mainframe developer for 10 years. And he was like, all my skills are obsolete. I will have to learn everything from scratch. I'm like, no, mate. Mainframe is a big thing on cloud, right? So you can bring all that knowledge into the cloud. Yes, you need to learn a few things, but mainframe is going nowhere with the cloud coming in. So if you just learn how to migrate and modernize mainframes on cloud, you will be one of the most sought after. So yeah, that's how it works in the cloud here.
That's great. Now you mentioned, let's figure out how Ashish got into the mix. Now Ashish, did you discover Prasad through some of his LinkedIn posts? Because I'm learning now that you're the brains behind all these cool logos and stuff.
It's not the brain, it's a collective effort. Yeah, it means I was able to get something down. I have flair for creativity a little bit. So that's how I started. Yeah, but I was obviously doing some stuff internally also. Participating in some program, helping people in becoming certified. And then that amplification started on LinkedIn. When somebody, let's say, passed certification internal AWS, they started quoting me on LinkedIn. I was not a very active person on LinkedIn. And then I got in touch with Prasad and thought that he is also doing the same thing. Maybe he is more on the mentoring side. I could be more on the technical side for required things. And then how we joined forces. So yeah, it was initial discussion of at least 2 to 3 months that how we should scale it. initial idea was that we would run it for few peoples only. We would handpick 20 people and afterwards we would be only mentoring them. But then I realized that doesn't go well with our own leadership principle of scaling. So we thought, no, 20 will be not the number we are looking for. We need to figure out how we could scale it. We've reached out to more people internally. A lot of people helped us and they still help us. Like you are also helping spreading the word. Other people help us in doing one-to-one sessions or helping in delivering technical sessions. So that's how it started. So yeah, I thought let's make it in a way that it is appealing to more people and then more people get benefited. I have a flair for explaining technology in a little analogical format. So that came handy. And even people who are just starting their journey on cloud have no background, still can come with some basic knowledge that how cloud can relate to electricity, maybe how your Amazon S3 bucket tiers relate to London Underground. I started looking for those kind of things and then started putting it a framework around it. We then thought like how many weeks should be, what we should be teaching about that, what should be covered in behavioral. And it is not just technical when you look about solution architect. So, Miss, if you think good comes to you, that's what I feel. So once we started looking for helping people, other people also started helping us. So that's how this program scaled.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm hearing those Amazonian leadership principles baked into some of the scaling practices in the program, which is pretty cool. One of the things I'm always doing is trying to figure out how I can scale my operations here and getting the good word out, getting the good word out to the good people. But there's something very unique about the BESA program. Can we speak to that? Because, yeah, something I thought was very unique.
So it's a free mentoring program. That's the one thing, right? And it's by Amazon. So like we all have gone through those paths and we thought about how we can help others like who wants to come onto the journey. So that's one thing. And second thing that Ashish mentioned, it does not focus only on the technical. There are a lot of programs like all Udemy courses that will teach you to learn cloud and become certified. But with the whole BESA program that we thought about, what's more important is also the behavioral part. So it's a 12-week program. And for the first 8 weeks, we focus on technical and we have multiple, we experimented a few things. And finally, we came up with in every batch, this is the fourth batch that we are running currently. We already run 3 batches. And in each batch, we do experiment. But during the first 8 weeks, we keep it mostly technical. We try and have a foundational track, whether it is specific to AWS Cloud or whether it is specific generally to IT. We try and have a specialist track. This time, like it's security. Sometimes we have networking, serverless, migrations. Then we have a specialist track. And then we also have another track in which like we try and help something with more behavioral part of it. And then the final 4 weeks is purely behavioral. Put a lot of emphasis on the behavioral because as a solutions architect, obviously you need to have that depth and the breadth, but you also need to have other qualities like the soft skills, understanding the customer requirements, working back from the customer's requirements, so on and so forth. So we focus a lot on that. And we invite a lot of guest speakers so that they can share their success stories, their pitfalls, their journey as a solutions architect. And this time we thought about having a track of day in a life of a different role. So in case if someone wants to understand what different kinds of roles are, what a role of a developer advocate is, what a role of a technical instructor is, what a role of a solutions architect is, or technical manager is, or account manager is. So we have this another track which talks about day in a life of an Amazonian in these different roles so that people can understand like what interests them and accordingly choose their career path.
Nice. Let me jump in there real quick. Yeah, it's interesting that a lot of the people that have volunteered are actually Amazonians. Now, the program is not affiliated with AWS or Amazon. These are just, it's almost essentially a passion project that has been started. And it's one of these things where it sounds like how I started my thing, where it's, okay, this is like a little bit of a hobby that I enjoy. And then lo and behold, you know what? A lot of people need this and it grows. So then you feel like some sort of a responsibility. Hey, we got to keep this going because people are counting on us type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's difficult. Like every week, every Saturday, we live stream for 2 hours, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's not easy, especially with other responsibilities and the job that we have to live stream every Saturday. But thanks to the pool of volunteers that we have from Amazon, right? We try and keep it happening. There are weeks when like Ashish or me are busy, but then there are someone else who comes on and runs the show. Yeah. thanks to everyone who are volunteering within Amazon. Great guys. The program we are able to run is just because of those volunteers.
That's great. So yes, it's like a labor of love. Now, you mentioned there's three different tracks, the fundamentals track, a specialist track, and a day in the life. And the program, you said, is 12 weeks. My understanding is now for the first 8 weeks is a little bit different than weeks 9 through 12. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, happy to do that. So first 8 week is technical. And in this technical, Greg, we have these three tracks this time. So first track, 45 minutes, is foundational. We talk about things like what is an IP address, what is a network, what is a data center at all? Because basically people who are just coming in, they may not know. Then in the same, this foundational track caters to the need of people who are early starters. Then obviously we need to also give something to people who already know cloud because they are looking to more technical depth. So that's why we have security track. And then people who are in career aspiration or level, like looking to find better job or what skills would align to their role or what are the technical skills required to be successful in a role. So that's why we have this track. But this is a format, this batch. So this batch has three tracks. Previous batch had two tracks. So we try to receive input and then customize that how we could scale it further. The last four weeks, which is week 9 to 12, they remain same. There is more focus on the behavioral part. And if I talk about some of the sessions we conducted, like how to deliver a proof of concept. We talked about how to do whiteboarding. What is the way to do presentation skills? Or those type of things. So because these are like, it is a very mandatory quality for ISA, but when people look for an ISA role from outside, they think that it is only just about technical, but how to do customer communication. Maybe sometime we talk about the books it's held. Sometime we talk about different architectures which are available. So we try to give it a good mix into the last section also. We talked about mock interviews. So we pretended like I'm an interviewee and somebody grilling me on the question. I am framing my questions, answers in the star format, and then we analyze them. So those kind of thing, which is sometimes it is very hard to get from outside world. We try to capture that information without revealing any internal confidential information. But yeah, this is how the behavioral track looks like.
The program also focuses on soft skills, interview preparation. In my dealings, just looking on social media and absorbing lots of content and seeing lots of programs and boot camps and stuff, one of the things I notice is sometimes a lot of people over-index on getting a certification. Then they get the certification and it's okay, now what do I do with this? Because there's no practical element. And I love how what the BASIC program has done is not only give you some foundational technical skills, teach you some AWS concepts, but now you've weaved in components like a day in the life to figure out, okay, hey, is this the role I want to do? The interview prep and that type of stuff. I think it's kind of a three-dimensional approach, which to me sounds incredibly helpful. I wish something like this was around when I was thinking about becoming a solution architect.
Right? Likewise, I wish it was something there. We feel that solutions architect, like as a term, is cool, but probably it has a lot of different parts to it. And that's what we try and explain in this whole program. Solutions architect is not being just being technically good or just speaking to customer. It's a blend of many different skills.
That's right. Now, you mentioned the specialist track. How does that differ from that fundamental foundational track? Once we navigate to the specialist track, what are we focusing on when we get to there?
Yeah. So specialist track is like this time we are running security. So let's say I already know about foundational stuff. I know what is a cloud. Now I want to learn about very specific thing. Like this time it is security. Previously it was networking. Previous to that, it was serverless. So that very focus, start from zero of serverless, take you to become a master in a way. Like at least we try to. Same way, like start from very basic security and then see how the manifestation would look like, what all services come together, how the integration pattern looks like, what challenges customer face, what problem a particular service solves. So that becomes very security focused or serverless focused or networking focused. So that is mostly catered to need to people who are already having an idea, but they want to go deep into it. So our foundational track goes very wide, whereas security or any other track goes very deep into that specific domain. So that is how we have framed the specialist track.
That makes sense. Now, the specialist track, this session, it's security. Does it vary depending on which cohort it is? Now it's security, but it can differentiate depending on which one you join?
Yes. Every time we have a different specialist track and we generally poll it, right? So we did a poll and the two that were neck to neck was migration and security won by the number of votes that we got. So this time it is security. Next time, most probably it will be migration. So it depends upon like every cohort, we have a different secure, different specialty track. But all the previous batches recordings are uploaded to YouTube and they are categorized through playlists so that people can go and actually listen to any previous. If someone is interested in serverless specialty or networking specialty, all of them are categorized in the, and they are uploaded in the BESA YouTube channel. And we know folks like who joined us in fourth batch, they went back and heard all the videos from first batch to the third batch. And that has really helped them. So.
Oh, that's great. And we will be sharing the link here in terms of how to get started with all this. But yeah, what I just heard is if you missed some sessions that have already happened, now you're throwing them on YouTube. So you can learn specialist tracks that may have already happened in the past, which is very convenient. Now, it looks like the day in the life video track is new. Is that new for this cohort or?
Yes. So every time we keep experimenting. Ashish, I think you would be better positioned to explain this in more detail.
Yeah, Miss, idea is like to give everyone everything. It's like fun for whole family. Like when you go to movie theater, maybe I enjoy popcorn, you like cola there. So yeah, it's same thing. So like we want to include something for everyone. This time we thought that, yeah, solution architect is one role, but it doesn't mean that is the only role existing in AWS. I may have a skill which may well suit to a developer advocate or maybe to a software developer. So that's why we thought, let's put things on plate. Let people understand what a role entails, what their day-to-day life work is, what kind of challenges they face, what technical skills they bring, and maybe let them pick. Maybe I feel I should become a solution architect, but then I felt, no, I feel I would be better a technical trainer. So I'm trying to look into compare what my skills are, what is expected, and then maybe chart my own path. So that's how we started. And like similarly, beforehand, we had a workshop track, which Prasad ran. In that, we were very hands-on. So we started with, hey, this is week one. Go with this particular workshop. This is week two. This is what workshop is. And we build on starting from beginners to intermediate up to advanced. So if somebody religiously follows it, we feel that they would be able to get the most out of it. Yeah, a little bit of discipline is required for self-practice. But yeah, that is the idea. So every batch, like this is the fourth batch we are running. We try to include, like this time it is a day in the life. Before it was a workshop related track, even before that was some other behavioral track. So that is how we are planning.
That's great. I really like this concept of the day in the life because, you know, rewinding back to when I was trying to figure out what my next steps were as it related to AWS, there's three things I was looking at the time. It was a solution architect, technical account manager, and cloud architect. And other than just reading the job descriptions, I had no other explanation in terms of what I was really going to be doing day to day. Now that I've been on the inside here for many years, I'm intimately familiar with what that is. Solution architect works with customers directly, works backwards from there to figure out how to align the technology to solve a customer's challenge. Technical account manager is very analogous to a solution architect, but you're more so aligned to the support side. And then the cloud architect at the time was, you're really aligned with professional services. So you're working with from statements of work and that type of thing. But what you've done with incorporating the day in the life really can give that context because you're bringing in somebody who's actually worked in the role and can bring a lot of additional context way beyond just what a job description on a web page can do. So that's great. Let's see here.
One other thing, just like what we do at the start of every batch is that we put up the agenda on the website, right? For all the 8 weeks. So anyone who would like to be like interested in a specific topic, they can look into the agenda and ensure that they are joining at that time. It's if you're not able to make every Saturday, we try and put the full agenda at the start of every batch itself, week wise.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm going to ask some questions here. Is it too ambitious to sign up for the program if you have no experience with AWS? I know that's one of your frequently asked questions that you hear. Is it too much or can we sign up and can I get bootstrapped? What do you think?
Go ahead, Ashish. I think you hear this question more than me.
Yeah, I would say that it's a journey, right? For you, different. It could be a different journey. For me, it could be a different journey. But I don't see that why I should not be joining it. Maybe not every track or every station would appeal to me. But I would say that people would be able to get nuggets of knowledge here and there. If that doesn't happen, still you are talking to like-minded people. You are still building your network. You are still getting connected to technology or people who are into forefront of technology. Even if you are very new to AWS, we already have foundational track done. So maybe you could do a little bit of your own research or reach out to any of us, say that, hey, I want to do this XYZ. What is the recommendation? Should I join this batch? I would probably say go for foundational track if you are very new from the previous batches. And then once you feel that, yes, that you're making something sense, you could just join it. So it is not too ambitious. I won't say it. That it's not a rocket science. And we try to keep things in such a manner that it would appeal to most of the audience. So even if you are like a finance person from a long time, or you've been into a jewelry designing, and still you would find the concept we discuss in a manner that it is relating to your day-to-day stuff. I would say everyone has taken flights, right? Or maybe at least boarded a train. So we do things like there is a verification happening for your ticket. Same thing happens in AWS also. That is IAM token verification. You are getting permission to someone. You get a stamp, a visa stamp on your passport that is giving you either permission to travel or to be a tourist or to be work or maybe to just transit. So we keep things in such a manner that even if you are very new to AWS or very new to technology, you would still be able to relate to the concept which will be helping you in learning technology.
That's awesome. And
I'll add two things.
Go ahead. Good.
So one is, as Ashish mentioned, Ashish is one of the analogies guru. Anyone who would have listened to Ashish, they would know that how Ashish is able to simplify very complex topics into like day-to-day life activities. The way he explains what is cloud, starting from there to the very complex topics of cloud, is very engaging. So I would say it is not at all ambitious. It is highly recommended to attend. Yeah. Like probably not the specialist track as of now, because there we feel that you have some, you know, basic knowledge, but in the foundations, definitely attend. The second part I would add is, don't think about joining BESA as just to learn technical. Think about joining a community where there are other people like you in a similar journey who are like encouraging each other to cross that finish line. So when you will be joining those people and encouraging each other, that's how the magic happens. Trying to learn alone, it's great. We can do that, but it takes more time and more effort. When you do it in a community, it is a lot easier. That has been my experience. So I would say it's recommended to join a group, either BESA or some other community, plus be part of the community.
I tell you what, that was really great. You highlighted that, Prasad, because when we go it alone, sometimes it's a tough road ahead, but to be able to surround yourself with other like-minded people that are on a similar journey as you, and to be able to collaborate and ask questions and maybe even form like study teams and stuff, that's super powerful. I really like that. One of the questions I wanted to ask is, when somebody signs up, what is the kind of that time commitment on a weekly basis someone should dedicate to get through the content and lean towards success of this?
So the live stream happens for 2 hours. Generally, it becomes 2.5 hours, depending upon the number of questions. And if there's a guest speaker, it extends a bit. But yeah, we try to keep it within 2 hours, the live stream part. It all depends upon where your journey are and what your learning goals are. So I would recommend to have another 4 to 6 hours per week as of a self-study. And I know people who do a lot more, they spend around 4 hours per day studying, or at least 1 hour per day studying. So everyone has their own pace. So be comfortable with your pace, but try and find a pace which you will be able to sustain for at least 3 to 6 months. You can do a sprint for 2 weeks and get a cloud practitioner certification. That is great. I know people have done that, which is good, right? But then, you know, to get a job or to transition fully into cloud, think of it as a marathon. So think of it as that where you will be sustained a bit longer time. So try and get your time allocated per week accordingly.
That's great. Yeah, so definitely a good prescriptive guidance there around the commitment. One other question I had for you was, will this program help someone prepare for a certification exam? And I like your take on this, but I'll let you take it from here.
So it depends, I would say. because every certification is different. And if you are looking for cloud practitioner, maybe that would help the foundational track. Then if you are looking for security, maybe spaces track would help. But we are not trying to help you with getting just the answer and question, mug up those question and answer. We are trying to keep the same topic, which are important, which in real life as well as certification. So it is not certification focused, but we have testimony from 50 plus members or even more than that, that who are like saying and crediting that, hey, this program helped us in becoming certified. So I won't say that the certification is the main reason we are running this program for, but certification is a byproduct which is coming from this particular program. So yeah, it will help. It won't be giving you very specific information like this question and this answer, but it would give you the foundation knowledge. So you will feel confident whenever you are appearing in any certification exam.
Yeah, appreciate that, Ashish. I really like your stance and the program's stance on that. I'm all for certifications, love certifications, but I can tell you that after you have passed your certifications on the job and in the real world, that is where the multiple choice questions stop. When I work with my customers and they're asking me questions, unfortunately, there's no multiple choice answers to select to help me solve their problems. I got to put on my problem solving skills. And I can take the principles I've learned in certifications and reading technical documents, but really combining all that technical stuff with soft skills, practical experience, meshing it all together. That's how things kind of work in the real world. So I like the program's multidimensional stance on, yes, you're going to learn some technical stuff. You're going to learn some specialist things, the practical approach, along with a day in the life. It's really a nice setup. We're getting close here to the end, so I'd like to share for you to speak to Prasad and Ashish some of the success stories that you've had with folks who have run through the basic program. I know there's a lot of different things that the program has accomplished.
So I'll give you some data points here so that you could understand a little bit scale, and then I'll come to the story. So like in these four batches, we have found a group. So the process is very simple. We put a form online when somebody wants to join. And like we run it, we try to have at least two batches per year. Obviously, we have personal commitment and official work, but 2 to 3 batches per year. And once the form gets submitted, we have a fixed date when we start with it. Afterward, then we would be putting all the people into a LinkedIn group. And that is where we communicate. So we have around a community of 4,500 plus people on LinkedIn group as of now. And then out of that, we have a lot of subscribers on YouTube, like 3,500 plus, 60,000 plus views so far on YouTube channel, because people want to watch the previous ones too. And then live session, because it's Saturday, 100 plus people join. And then we have 50 plus people who succeeded in certification. Also, some numbers worth quoting here is, we do mentoring one-to-one. Let's say you have a interview scheduled to a FANG company and you feel that Ashish Prasad or someone can help you in understanding a little bit. You are nervous, you just need to talk to someone, or you have prepared something and you want somebody else's point of view on that. So we do that too. So we do a mentoring session one-to-one, obviously limited capacity. And then so far from success story perspective, maybe it is a small number, but we are tracking only for people who got successfully placed in AWS because of this program. And we have 6 to 7 people who got placed on that. And we can't reveal name of them just for the privacy reasons. But yeah, some people were like quite enough, like very well publicly accepting that this is the program which propelled them to become a solution architect. Or not just that. If I share one person who joined my team, we got in touch through BESA program. And Prasad was mentoring him for a long time, but he was looking to apply for a technical trainer role. And then it was better suited for me to mentor him. And then we got him in mentoring. We had one-to-one session. We had discussion before his loop interview happened. We discussed about applying. I referred him. And obviously, I just referred him. I just pointed him into direction. But now he is joining in my team and we work in the same team now. How good it is.
Wow. The program has accomplished a lot of stuff in what seems like a relatively short amount of time. That's incredible.
Then another person who was on a career break for 12 years or something, then she was actively looking for a job and doing a lot of stuff, self-learning. She got in touch. Obviously, we referred her sometime, didn't work out. Next time it worked out. And Then she is now a trainer into AWS India. So yeah, this happened. And then some people joined as TAM. So there is a technical account manager, two of them, who started after career break or migrated. So it's not just that people from the same country to same country got jobs, but people who were able to migrate from India to UK, they are also part of the success story. And it was good to help them also in that journey, because you're moving to a different country. It is a little difficult. It is challenging, even if it's your family and all. So we had good rapport built. We were able to help them out there also and help them in their interview processes, understand what their challenges could be, help them in understanding the process of interview and also, yeah. So people became TAM, people have become solution architect, people have become professional service engineer, technical trainers, and account managers. So yeah, I mean, the list goes on. And these are something which is directly impacted. Some people maybe directly, indirectly got impacted. Maybe they just watched it for 1 month or 2 months, or maybe joined only one batch. But we have people in program who are sticking us from very first batch. And that's why to cater to their needs also, we have to be creative every time. We can't be sounding like a broken record and delivering same stuff every time and again and again. So that also keeps us on our toes so that we could invent, simplify, and help as many people as we can.
I'm absolutely loving it. Now, before we close out the show, because we got a lot of people that are really interested in this, how can we get started? I've splashed up here the website, which is like the main landing page. So if you could talk us through how to navigate this, how to get on board. We had a question, is there a Discord or a Slack? But I keyed in, you mentioned there's a LinkedIn group. If we could speak to like how we can get started, because there's a lot of interest there.
Sure. The current batch is currently underway, and we are having the fourth week that will be on this Saturday. You're still more than welcome to join. We live stream on YouTube. If you look into the left-hand side panel, there's a playlist on for the batch 1, 2, and 3, and that's where the YouTube channel is. That's the YouTube channel in which we live stream, and then the videos get automatically uploaded there itself. If you click on register now button, it will say that the registration is closed because you already started the batch, but feel free to reach out to us and we will be able to add you to the LinkedIn group directly. And then you can start from this particular week, and the previous week you'll have to watch offline on demand on your own. But yeah, it's not, we do not have any like lengthy process. It's just a LinkedIn group in which we add all the people. And then there we keep posting about any communication that we want to make with the members. And the schedule is fixed every Saturday, 9 a.m. UK time, we live stream. And the agenda, you would be able to see on the website itself that is there.
Okay, great. I have, for those watching this live, I have pasted the URL in the chat. We also have it displayed here. It's become-a-solutions-architect.github.io. That's the main page. Currently, as Prasad and Ashish have mentioned, this particular batch of is closed for new registrants, but you're more than welcome to go to this site to check out the former episodes. Prasad has also included the YouTube channel in the chat as well. And then now the LinkedIn group. Do folks need to reach out to either yourself, Prasad, or Ashish to be invited?
Let me paste the link. I think it'll be easier. Let me try and paste the link of the group itself here, so that it will be easier for people to directly request the membership. And then either me or Ashish should be approving that.
Cool. And we'll get in there.
That means we are very supportive, I would call it. Not the best word, but we are not very formal in terms of, hey, you can't enter. We welcome everyone. Everyone comes up with their own background, and we are not very strict. Obviously, we have limited time, so we may not be able to respond to every request that very moment. But we make conscious efforts so that we could respond to any one of them who comes up. We try that. But yeah, I mean, Prasad mentioned it. So just join that LinkedIn group, ping one of us. We would be able to approve your request into LinkedIn just for the sanity check. Just we don't want like a lot of noise happening on that. Don't put any marketing material like I am selling an old mobile phone or something. Yeah, that's why we want to just keep it sanity. But other than that, we don't... don't monitor it, we respond to it, and then it becomes like a self-serving community. So you post something, people post response, and that's how it works.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's a learning community.
Yeah, that's right. Please, no selling certification boot camps, No exam dumps. No one needs any of that. Cool. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and paste my post, my LinkedIn URL in the chat. Prasad or Ashish, before you go, if you could maybe dig up your LinkedIn links. I think folks definitely need to be following you all, because Prasad and Ashish both are always putting up really great LinkedIn posts. Prasad puts a lot of career-oriented type posts. You just put up one not too long ago about individual contributors being leaders, which really hit home with me. I really enjoyed it. And then Ashish, I don't know if everyone out there knows, but you also have put together really great infographics too, and share those on LinkedIn. So if you follow both Prasad and Ashish, you're going to boost the IQ of your LinkedIn feed up really high.
That's so good to say that, Craig. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I really have enjoyed the session. Thank you, Prasad and Ashish, for volunteering your time to prepare behind the scenes for this day. And thank you also to the extended Mesa team behind the scenes and volunteers that make all this happen. Really appreciate also our audience's time and attention today. And we look forward to seeing you on the next session here. So take care, and we'll see you next time.